As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Vikings moved to 4-0 as Sam Darnold threw three touchdowns in the Vikings' two-point win at Lambeau Field. The Chiefs also 4-0 after knocking off the Chargers 17-10. Falcons kicker Younghoe Koo hit a 58-yard field goal to beat the Saints 26-24. Baker Mayfield threw two more scores, ran for another as the Bucs beat the Eagles 33-16. Bengals got their first win of the year, 34-24 over the Panthers. Jags fall to 0-4 with a 24-20 loss to the Texans. C.J. Stroud threw a game-winning touchdown pass in the final minute. After two straight losses, the Niners got back on track with a 30-13 win over the Pats. Jaden Daniels threw for a score, ran for another. Commanders topped the Cards. Washington now 3-1. And Sunday Night Football, Derrick Henry ran for 199, two touchdowns as well. The Ravens dominate the Bills 35-10. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable, and one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guard's RealFit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Savings and selection are waiting for you right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. Flannel shirts are in starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a full supply of Levi, Wrangler, and Carhartt apparel. And, of course, special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, September 30th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council considering interim city manager approval. PG&E warns of power outages amidst hot weather this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The next Paso Robles City Council meeting is tomorrow night starting at 6:30. On the agenda is a request to rezone the property located at 1745 Spring Street to allow for hotel rooms and a wine tasting room. The applicant for the project is seeking to construct a mixed-use building on the property with eight residential units, 16 hotel rooms, and a wine tasting room. The project has gone through several Planning Commission public hearings and was recently approved for rezoning by the Planning Commission in a 6-0 vote. The City Council can now choose to approve the project and the property's rezoning. Later on the agenda, the City Council will discuss approving Chris Hewitt for the position of interim city manager. City Manager Ty Lewis is on leave of absence due to a medical condition. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. With triple digits on the forecast, PG&E has announced there may be some public power safety shutoffs in parts of San Luis Obispo County today and tomorrow. Power shutoffs amidst hot weather are done to reduce the risk of wildfires. PG&E lets its customers opt in to receive a phone call or text when their address is scheduled for a power safety shutoff on their website. Road closures for Atascadero's 2024 Colony Day Parade. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The City of Atascadero's 51st Annual Colony Days Parade and Festival is coming up this Saturday, October 5th. This parade celebrates the 50 years of fabulous floats, honoring 5 decades of creativity, community spirit, and Atascadero's rich history. The city has announced that several road closures will be in effect starting at 8 a.m. for the parade and related to the ECR project. These closures include El Camino Real from Highway 41 to Entrada Avenue, Highway 41 from Capistrano Avenue to El Camino Real, Olmeda Avenue from Trafficway to West Mall, Lewis Avenue from Entrada to Capistrano, West and East Mall from El Camino Real to Lewis Avenue, and Palma Avenue from East Mall to West Mall. There will also be active areas of construction for the ECR closed off from spectators to minimize disruption. The biannual Three Speckled Hens Vintage and Antique Market kicks off this Friday at the Paso Robles Event Center from noon to 6 p.m. The event features a variety of antique merchants and vendors for attendees to peruse and enjoy. Here's Kimber Black, one of the founders for Three Speckled Hens, with information on tickets.
So tickets are on sale online. You can find the ticket link at my805tix.com, and there is a link from our website, threespeckledhens.com. Tickets will be available at the door. Currently, we are running a promotion on Saturday. We have a promotion, and it is buy one, get one. And that's for all day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then on Friday, during the early bird session, the fairgrounds is offering free parking for our early bird ticket holders. So that's a $5 savings, and it's just a real convenience. They can just pull in and be right out front.
Each year, the event sees vendors from in and out of the county. Here's Kimber Black once more with vendor information.
Currently, we have 68 vendors signed up. We do have a couple more that might be joining us. They have other shows that they are working with, and it just depends on travel and transit and all of the things that go with it. Typically, most of our dealers, probably about 60%, come from outside of the county, and then the rest of them are in the county. And then we have a lot of repeat vendors. One is Bitterwater Road. They live just right up Highway 41, and they bring all of their really cool stuff in. We also have another lady, the Burlap Pumpkin. She's local, and she's a local favorite because a lot of people have asked about her over the last couple of years, and we have her back on site this time.
The Three Speckled Hens Antique Market will go on Friday, October 4th and Saturday, October 5th. Go to threespeckledhens.com for more information.
On October 14th, the League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County, in partnership with the American Association of University Women, will be holding a forum for passable school board candidates. The forum will take place in the school district's boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The forum will also be live-streamed on the school district's broadcast channel and will be available for viewing on YouTube. The public will be given the opportunity to learn about the candidates and their views on issues affecting the community. Attendees are encouraged to submit questions relevant to all candidates at the forum. The City of Paso Robles announced that Phase 2 for improving the Royal Oak Meadows Park will begin today. During Phase 2, the park will be closed. Improvements include enhancing the park's walking path, turf areas, a new playground, and a shaded picnic area. Phase 1 of the project installed a full basketball court and small parking lot. Construction of Phase 2 is expected to be completed in early 2025. Improvements to Royal Oak Meadows has been a part of the Olson South Chandler Ranch Specific Plan development. This will ultimately connect Royal Oak Meadows Park to a new section of park along Turtle Creek through an 8-mile stretch of bike and walking paths. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Cardinals beat the Giants 6-1, the Rangers shut out the Angels 8-0, the Mariners over the Athletics 6-4, the Diamondbacks beat the Padres 11-2, the Dodgers over the Rockies 2-1, the Yankees beat the Pirates 6-4. Tonight, the Mets will face the Braves in a doubleheader. And in the NFL, the Broncos inch past the Jets 10-9, the Ravens beat the Bills 35-10, the Raiders over the Browns 20-16, the 49ers beat the Patriots 30-13, the Bears over the LA Rams 24-18, and the Chiefs beat the Chargers 17-10. In high school football, on Friday, the Greyhounds beat the Eagles 10-7. The Paso Robles Bearcats lost to the Buchanan Bears 33-13. Central Valley Christian beat Mission Prep 35-14. This week is the start of league play. The Bearcats will travel to Arroyo Grande. Mission Prep takes on St. Joseph. Atascadero will host Santa Ynez. And the Templeton Eagles will take on Santa Maria in a home game. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17. California news coming up next.
California headline news. A Southern California wildfire that's been burning for weeks flared up again over the weekend, prompting more evacuations near Big Bear Lake in San Bernardino County. Fire expert Sandra Giovanna says the fires pose an ongoing threat.
Whether it's the line fire, the bridge, or airport fire, we can see flare-ups and unburned areas or even fires jumping containment lines.
Meanwhile, PG&E is warning that weather conditions may prompt the deactivation of some power lines across 13 counties, leaving thousands of homes temporarily without power. LA Metro and city leaders weighing possible safety improvements after that Metro bus was hijacked at gunpoint last week. Christine Ivey is a bus driver in Santa Monica and says their training doesn't cover what happened last week.
The training that we're getting doesn't entail that type of detail because I think the companies around the country don't believe something like this would actually happen.
A 51-year-old man accused of shooting a passenger to death while holding the driver at gunpoint. Gas prices averaging $4.69 a gallon statewide. Jeff Scott, California News.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're chatting with our guest, always safety first, 811 Megaphone Man.
Call 811 before you dig.
You never stray from your mission of letting homeowners, landscapers, and excavators know you should always call 811 before you dig.
Call 811.
Call for both small and big jobs. And 2 working days in advance?
811.
Any parting words? And I'm guessing they will be.
Call 811 before you dig.
Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
811.
Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure,
and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The Voice of California Agriculture podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discusses wolf and mountain lion attacks on livestock. The episode also covers a Sonoma County ballot measure sponsored by animal activists that would bar certain poultry and livestock farms from operating in the county, phasing them out within 3 years. Poultry and livestock farmers say the measure, if passed, would threaten their businesses and the region's farm economy. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP has provided an update on the traffic collision on the 101 South in Templeton. CHP's unit has cleared from the scene recently. Towing has been called for both of the vehicles in the center divide. No other information is available at this time, and no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 90s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs right around 105, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies most of this week, with some clouds rolling in on Friday, then sunny this weekend into Monday. Triple digits on Wednesday and Thursday, 107 and 102 respectively. Upper 90s on Friday, 101 on Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, then about 95 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a sign the economy is holding up better than expected in the Great Lakes region. The Chicago Business Barometer is still below historical levels, but improved a little this month with a reading of 46.6 from 46.1 in August. Economists were expecting a weaker reading. Carnival shares are lower, though the cruise company reported better than expected earnings, and its advanced bookings for next year are already topping this year's record at higher prices than last year. Carnival also hiked its forecast for the year. Satellite TV company DirecTV is merging with its competitor Dish. If the deal is approved, the U.S. will have only one traditional satellite TV broadcaster. This morning, AT&T sold its controlling interest in DirecTV to investment firm TPG. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir, just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag, just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. We are living in what the Scripture calls perilous times. Some of the elements of these times are men will be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, without self-control. We cannot obtain the peace of God by worrying or complaining about life in these last days, but we can obtain the peace of God by following the Lord in His Word, the Bible, as the Apostle Paul wrote. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus, on the eve of His crucifixion, when everything in the lives of His disciples was about to be overturned, said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Faith, hope, and love are the pathways to peace. God bless you.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And don't forget, folks, when you're looking for a little help as far as electric, it's Kelly Henson Electric. He's been serving the county since 2002. Need a new panel or an upgrade? Maybe install a generator or a car charger, or just help with electrical design plans and permitting? Kelly Henson is your expert electric company. They don't mind doing emergency work, and no job is too small. Call Kelly Henson Electric, 805-536-1669.
Get ready for the hunt at the Three Speckled Hens Antiques and Vintage Market. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Gather your friends and search for that one-of-a-kind vintage, antique, or repurposed treasure. Under the oak trees at Frontier Park and inside the Ponderosa Building, mark your calendars and spread the word. It's the Three Speckled Hens Antique and Vintage Show, October 4th and 5th. For tickets, threespeckledhens.com. That's threespeckledhens.com.
Seasons change, but fashion is forever. At The Blenders, we are here to help you transition your wardrobe into fall. Come check out our cozy sweaters, beautiful scarves, seasonal outerwear, amazing accessories, all that make you excited for the leaves to fall again. All fall at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Yeah.
Greetings, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms bringing you some great news. The Second Amendment violation of your right to buy as many firearms as you want, referred to as the one gun every 30 days in California law, has been struck down by the court. You can now buy as many guns as you want, when you want, and as often as you want. How about that? So, I have a sale going on. Citadel Home Defense Shotguns, 12-gauge, short-barreled with synthetic stock, and the price, get this, $199. Now here's the deal. I only have 10 in stock, so come on down and get yours before they run out. Terry wanted me to let everyone know that she just received a new order of Roosters logo t-shirts in various sizes, both in long and short sleeves, and some of them have a chest pocket. And Terry also wanted me to let you know that she continues to get in new and different types of Black Rifle coffee, so come on down and see the selection with the holidays coming up. Come on over and see us at 98 South Main Street in beautiful and historic downtown Templeton, or catch us on the web, roostersfirearms.com.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. New Orleans police respond to the Governor Nichols Street Wharf in the French Quarter, where a woman's body recovered from the water. The victim, ID'd as Patricia Fitzgerald, 44. According to an autopsy, she was strangled and dumped in the Mississippi. Patricia's roommate tells police he last saw her with a guy named Courtney Cantrell. Courtney Cantrell, 35, now charged with murder. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you.
We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubingo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lubingo. Lubingo!
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero, now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. The next Passerville City Council meeting is tomorrow night starting at 6:30. On the agenda is a request to rezone the project at 1745 Spring Street to allow for hotel rooms and a wine tasting room. City Council will also discuss approving Chris Hewitt for the position of interim city manager. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. The City of Passerville announced that Phase 2 for improving the Royal Oak Meadows Park will begin today. During Phase 2, the park will be closed and is expected to be completed in early 2025. Improvements include enhancing the walking path, a new playground, and a shaded picnic area. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update sponsored by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Gianna Gelosi, the remnants of Helene wreaked havoc on parts of North Carolina.
There are many people that are still out of communication zones. Cell service is minimal. Power is a major issue. Fuel is an issue. There is little or no resources for food and water.
That's Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Asheville, North Carolina. Lillian Gofus is the county director of communications and told Fox and Friends.
Right now, we need people to not come here. We are still in an active search and rescue phase. We have active flooding now.
More than 100 deaths have been reported from the storm. Dock workers nearing a strike.
A walkout could impact ports from Maine to Texas. And analysts at J.P. Morgan estimate it would cost the U.S. economy between $3.8 billion and $4.5 billion a day.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you there, stuck in traffic, maybe a cubicle, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. We're going big this October at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. That's something. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday, earn entries now. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for lighting and electrical installations on a new building or a generator installation or maybe just an upgrade to your panel? Kelly Henson Electric in Paso Robles has been serving Slo County since 2002 and has experience in all things electrical. They provided electrical for wineries like Niner, La Venture, and others, as well as Twin City Hospital. From commercial to residential, Kelly Henson Electric is ready to serve. No job is too small. Call Kelly Henson Electric 805-536-1669. Kelly Henson and electric.
Need a chimney sweep? Logan's Chimney Works is based in the North County with years of experience. You can trust them to help maintain your fireplace and chimney. Logan's also services pellet and gas fireplaces to keep them operating in tip-top shape and ready for the winter. Call Logan's Chimney Works to get a discount for summertime cleaning. Logan's Chimney Works, 805-538-9991. That's 805-538-9991.
County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine the next several days. Upper 90s for your Monday. Clear tonight. Overnight lows at 60. 105 on Tuesday. 107 Wednesday. 103 Thursday. Upper 90s Friday. 101 Saturday. Upper 90s Sunday. Mid 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down. 6:58 a.m. 6:49 p.m. We are at 54 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, slide-in or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. All right, insurance, insurance, insurance. This time of the year, we got to get an update and do what we're supposed to do. So Dan will be in from Hedges to talk with me between 12:30 and 1. And then this afternoon, in the 1 o'clock hour, Susanna will have a young lady talking about the issues with men in prisons, women men in women's prisons. So that is coming up with Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM as we get ready for freedom of speech, which is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24/7, outstanding reputation, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
I believe that we can continue the great society while we fight.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Whatever may be on your mind, ladies and gentlemen, that's how it's supposed to work here regarding freedom of speech. So, speaking of freedom of speech, the California has initiated a couple of laws signed into by your governor. And it's AB 2839 and AB 2655. They apply to any person or entity who distributes material deceptive content about candidates, elected officials, and other election material. Now, you may say, well, that sounds okay, you know, et cetera, et cetera. However, this also has to do with parody and just humor. And humor. And this would, humorless California censorship laws. So, again, like our propositions, the intent may sound good. Well, you don't want deception in political advertising, which sometimes does happen. As Chris, if you remember Chris Mitchum when he ran against Nurse Ratched, they cut up his statements. Well, let's go to the phone. Hi, good morning.
Hey, about the schools and I guess a failure of our schools to teach our children. It's not just they're not getting taught the essentials. It's they're getting taught, frankly, demonic stuff about gender and all that craziness. I mean, it's unscientific and it's demonic. And as far as, so there's not a very high bar as far as teaching your kids at home. I mean, they'd be better off with nothing than what they're getting in the schools, apparently.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, zero is better than, well, no, one is better than zero. To be honest, how many parents are qualified to teach their kids?
Well, you know what? That's been a thing that I don't think is correct. Our daughter is taught five on the, she's on their second, the last two.
Well, I understand there could be an exception to the rule, but I'm talking when we're talking a general population of the millions of kids that are in school in California, how many parents do you think, other than maybe two or three, four examples? I'm not saying that they shouldn't, and I agree with you on the results that we're seeing, but the reality is I don't think many parents are or can because of the state and both parents have to work.
Well, both parents don't have to work, number one. It's a standard of living that people want to have is sacrificing their own children's future and eternal security for souls for one thing, really. But again, the parents can learn along with the children as they get older, and it's a win-win all the way around. Especially if you've got one of them at home where they should be, the woman. Sorry for those NRA people out there.
Not NRA. But that's National Rifle Association.
Not NRA. What's that? What was that thing that 20 or 30 years ago, the Equal Rights Amendment?
Oh, the
ERA.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, I think they'd be better off at home just learning like they used to, you know, thousands of years ago, following around and asking questions and working, learning a work ethic and what math they needed to know and all of those things that, I mean, schools are you put a whole bunch of peer group people the same age and stuff in one classroom, what do you expect but chaos? We were meant to be a family.
Well,
extended family with parents, grandparents and uncles and aunts and stuff.
I don't necessarily agree with you regarding that the priorities with the parents, but there are two sides to it. You know, regarding mm-hmm. their ability to stay home, you know, one parent stay home and teach while the other just goes out and work to, you know, pay the bills. In California, that's extremely difficult. However, on the other side, you've heard me mention this over the years, you better plan if you decide you want to have kids, what kind of lifestyle you want to have, and know the responsibilities, the cost of having a child, and so forth and so on. You're going to have to give up the Porsches and the Range Rovers because your priority is your kid. So people may have, you know, two or three kids, and they can't afford to stay home. I mean, they can't afford to stay home and not work.
Well, yeah, again, that's lifestyle. That's what you choose.
Well, but after they have a kid, it's a little too late to say, oops.
Well, you're right. There should be some forethought. Yep. Anyway, yeah. That's my view.
Okay. Well, appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. It's simply not the 1950s or 60s or even the 70s, maybe even the 80s. Both parents, and right, there are priorities. However, we have a different society now as well. You know, I heard something on the news early this morning, and it was Willie Harris shooting off her big mouth, and it had to do something with, I don't know, states, the Trump abortion, whatever. And she said how immoral it is. And I just thought to myself, no matter what side of the fence you are on that particular issue, I thought, you know, there was a time when it was thought to be immoral to have children out of wedlock in this country. Then apparently it's not anymore. So I laugh when somebody running for office or in office does the indignant, it's morally wrong. Oh, really? Huh. Well, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Did you know that kids that enter college now, 28% of them will fail because of the inability to meet the academic standards? They're unprepared for the academic demands and the organization skills that college-level classes require, including poor study habits, time arrangement, and inconsistent attendance. Well, you used to get penalized for attendance. Chris, did you get, were there grades, you know, did you get an X, or all you had to do was just pass? It didn't matter.
You mean for college specifically?
Yeah.
Most of the time, professors did not take attendance. If you want to show up and, you know, learn for the partake in the education you're paying for, do it. If you don't show up, then good luck.
Okay, so in other words, if you fail, I don't care. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I think earlier you had asked who you thought did well at the chamber forum. I really thought that the two standouts were Michael Rivera and Linda George, particularly Linda. I thought she had a good command of the issues. She showed that she can think fast on her feet, that she understands what the problems are that are facing past Robles. And I thought Michael really shined. And I think both of them showed that they can function really effectively on a board. Because they just came across as dedicated, passionate, and knowledgeable.
Well, you know, one of the things, I didn't hear the forum, but I did listen to them when they were on Sound Off. And one of the things, particularly with Linda, when her and Sharon were kind of going at it a little bit, Linda was able to maintain her composure where I can tell just by listening, and again, I do it for a living, so people may not.
Yes.
That Sharon got a little unraveled. And I thought, you know, I want somebody with a level head sitting in there.
Yeah. Well, that's been the whole problem. When it came to Sharon, we thought that she was going to vote more like Chris Bosch. And, she says stuff like she wanted to hit the ground running. she told me she didn't need a mentor. I told her that she ought to work with Chris Bosch on stuff. And then she gives this long-winded testimony to Fred Strong and the influence he's had on her. I never heard that before. And why, if he's so wise, why didn't she take his advice on the parking, which would have saved us a lot of irritation and trouble? And, you know, everybody knows the reason why the parking really went down was they didn't want to have the parking referendum, the half-cent sales tax, and a bond issue all on the same ballot. I mean, Ty Lewis told me that. I'm not talking out of... I know what I'm talking about. And then you look at this I-24, which it's really... I'm really concerned about this because it's not made into a bond yet. So... matter of fact, that isn't even mentioned. If you look at the documentation on it, that the possibility of it becoming a bond is like on the last paragraph of the frequently asked questions. What's your feeling on this? I think this is done kind of deceptively. That first they're going to pass this thing without a sunset clause. The money goes to the general fund, and then they mention a bond later on. So, I'm just flabbergasted how this was done. Do you have an opinion on that too?
Well, not anything, but in this particular case, no sunset on it. I'm not voting. Well, I can't anyway, but I wouldn't vote for it with no sunset. And again, I understand why the city does it for to get into the general fund, because more than likely it wouldn't pass anyway. But where's the accountability of the general fund? Yeah, we're going to have a committee, whatever they call them, to keep track of it. We don't know. We never hear about that stuff. I mean, the city's in the hole because of bad decisions they make, so they want us to bail them out again. Tired of it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Anyway, thanks. I'll get off and let another.
Hey, but wait a minute before you go. When you mentioned Ty Lewis, do you know anything regarding of what this may really be about?
No, I have no idea. I really don't, and I'm not even going to speculate. But I'm really glad to see that that Chris Hewitt is probably going to take his place, and I hope that from interim it goes to permanent. But you know, you look at the way Ty behaves. Some of the decision he makes. Ty and I get along fine. We talk. You know, we're concerned about each other's health and stuff like that. And, so I'm a little bit biased here. I mean, he's been extremely nice to me, but I've been bitter about the way he's run the city, and who really knows? So we'll see. I'm sure this is all going to come out at some point.
Well, it may not if it's a personnel issue and the city just writes a check when he goes away. We won't know anything.
You know, that's an interesting point. But if we take the council, if Michael Rivera and Linda George get on there, I guess I see what you're saying. There may not be any way since it's a personnel issue. But, and that goes to the heart of transparency, and there's just not been a lot of transparency. Why did Sharon get so upset? Is this because she had a financial transaction going on with the wonderful company at the same time she was voting on the FBO? That could be a really serious violation of the the Brown Act. Not that they care anymore. You know, I've seen so much bad legislative practices. I even read them the best practices legislation statement by the California League of Cities, and they didn't pay any attention to that. So, yeah, you know. But that's really interesting that Sharon got testy on that. That speaks to, and I think that came up at the debate too. The city has got to be much more transparent about what's going on. And there's these closed sessions that are not even have any hint of what's going on. That the way I read the Brown Act, and I'm sure I'm correct on this, they have the option. Some of those closed sessions don't have to be closed, and I'd really like to know what they're hiding in some of those closed sessions. But I wish I knew more. I wish I could help you.
All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris, mark down this date, please. September 30th. It's 8:54. a.m.
What's the occasion?
The word transparency shall never be used again on this radio station. I'm tired. When referring to government, I'm tired of the word. It means nothing. Just like the Brown Act this gentleman was talking about. The Brown Act means nothing.
So if we're quoting something, does that mean we get barred from the station?
I'll decide at the moment because it will depend on how my mood is at that instance.
Okay.
Transparency regarding politics or city business here going forward, never again to be heard on the radio station. And that is the opposite of freedom of speech. All right. Let's see here. Well, as I gave you the time, so we've got just a few minutes left. It was on this day in 1982, and many of you didn't like this when it came out first, where Everybody Knows Your Name. Cheers. It was almost canceled during its first season because it ranked near the bottom in the ratings. But, of course, it came on to be one of the biggest sitcoms of all time. Here's a little ditty on this. John Ratzenberg, he played the role of Cliff on Cheers. He auditioned for the part of Norm. Now, feeling his audition was not going well, he asked the producers if they had cast the part of the bar know-it-all. They liked the idea and added it in as a character, and boom, the rest is history, as they say. And as I mentioned last week, in September, it used to be that a lot of the new shows came on the air, including the Stone Age television cartoon debut of the Yabba Dabba Doo, the Flintstones, in 1960. Also in 1960... Howdy Doody's final episode. The show started with Claribel signaling that he had a big surprise to reveal. Spoiler alert. The otherwise silent Claribel revealed that he actually could speak by saying, "Goodbye, kids." It was on the, and again, that was in 1960. Also in 1958, the first man to shatter a backboard, he debuted on the show that many of us still watch. Course, in rerun, and that would be the Rifleman, Chuck Connors, Lucas McCain. He played with the Boston Celtics for a little bit before, doing what he did. And I believe that he was in Atascadero at the state hospital. I think Jerry Clay told me that years ago. Don't know exactly what for, but apparently he was at the state hospital there. So, also, some of you's were around, or you heard, that in 1955 on this day, the 24-year-old punk James Dean is killed when his speeding Porsche crashed into another vehicle. Now, he had recently filmed a public service announcement on the dangers of speeding, stating that the life you might save might be mine. Okay, so he was headed, he was out that way, and I forget the officer's name here from the area. We did broadcast that. Let's see here. Also, a public service announcement. Speaking of that, for those of you who are relatively new to the area and live here, just because you own a Porsche or a Range Rover doesn't mean that you should not be pulling off to the side of the road like the other vehicle does, and they wave at you, okay? When these roads are extremely narrow and you both have to go off to the left and right a little bit, your car is no different than the rest of ours, so be neighborly and do it. Your car is not is just as important as the rest of our cars are. So just something to think about when you're, because you don't want to get a little dust on yours. 1951, one of the best shows of all time that would run for 20 years, also debuted. And many of you do remember Good Night and May God Bless, the Red Skeleton Show, 1951. All the characters and, Deadeye, Clem Diddlehopper, Freddie the Freeloader, and Gertrude and Heathcliff and the rest. We're done.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. With triple digits on the forecast, PG&E has announced there may be some public power safety shutoffs in part of San Luis Obispo County today and tomorrow. Shutoffs amidst hot weather are done to reduce the risk of wildfires. On October 14th, the League of Women Voters will be holding a forum for passable school board candidates at 800 Niblick Road from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Dan on. We're going to be talking insurance and this time of the year, so you know what you're in for. And then Annie from Women to Women talking about the latest in the men's and women's prison battle. This is not only state, but federal. The stories are amazing. All right, enjoy your day and stay cool and hydrated, and the animals as well. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.